the season's quite long, and now this is the time that you want to play rugby. So you've got the finals coming up, top 14, obviously the quarterfinal this week. For me, I've never been involved in a Heineken Cup, so this is very special for me as well.
Johnny was talking over the weekend about how you were quite key in convincing him to play another year. What's it been like playing alongside him, alongside a guy who, you know, you first came up against in the 2003 World Cup final? That's 10 years ago. Is it kind of surreal to be playing alongside Johnny Wilkinson, Freddie Mishalak, and players like that?
Yeah, well, Johnny in particular is a guy that I came here wanting to hate. You know, obviously he he knocked us out in 2003 and then again in 2007, the quarters. So he's just a guy, he's impossible to hate. You know, his attitude's infectious, the way he trains hard, he pushes players, and I think he gets the best out of everyone. So for me, it's been a real pleasure to play with him and hopefully continue to play with him. You know, I think the space that he's able to give me and the options that he creates, it's been very enjoyable for me, and hopefully, you know, that relationship continues.
Tough for you not playing full of Wallabies, or is, you know, playing alongside guys like Wilkinson, playing out here in Toulon, does that make it worth it?
I think these big games certainly make it worth it. There were times last year where you missed playing, but it wasn't that I chose not to play anymore. You know, obviously, if you're not selected, you move on. So for me, that chapter's finished, and I'm really enjoying my time here.
So even if Robbie Deane said, look, we've got a bit of a crisis at number 10 and 12, do you want to come and get involved for the Lions, do you think that call will come, or is that something that you've put aside, and for you now it's all about Toulon and finishing the career well?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's just Toulon. If the call came, I would love to help. I'd love to be involved in any way I could, but realistically, in the way that the protocols are set up with the AAU, it's just not possible. So for me, it's just concentrating here and hopefully having a great year with Toulon.
And about the Wallabies, obviously the Lions coming up in the summer, a lot of your old mates going to try and get one over the Lions. How do you see that series going? Because the Wallabies have had a bit of a mixed tour over here. Some of their big names maybe in a bit of trouble with Curtly Beale recently. Do you think everyone will get it together and give the Lions a real game?
Yeah, the way I see it playing out is 3-0 to the Wallabies. So it's pretty clear cut. You've got some great players coming back. Obviously, Will Genya now starting to show some form in Super Rugby, and he's a massive addition, I think, to the team.
But you don't think that the Lions have got enough to go down under and try and do what they did in 89 and shot the Wallabies? Not going to happen in your book?
Not publicly, I'll never say that, no.
Privately?
No, I don't know. Privately, I'll keep it there. So for me, I back the Wallabies all the way, so 3-0.
And just tell us a bit about your life down here, Matt, because I've seen on Twitter you're learning French, you're trying to get fluent in the language. How's that all going? How are you enjoying being on the Côte d'Azur?
It's great. Obviously, the players that you mentioned before, you get the opportunity to play with, who you've played against so many times at international level. So that in itself is a unique experience. For me, it was just coming here to get a totally different change. Obviously, the culture is one thing. I had a son while I was over here. So we've just, it's been good. Everything's great. The weather normally is pretty good. Today, not so much, but it's exactly what I came here for, you know, and I'm really enjoying it.
And do you think the weather, the combination of playing with these players in front of these fans, is that something that's maybe improved you as a player or sort of kept your career going for a bit longer than maybe you would have thought?
It certainly kept me enthused. It kept me, you know, continually wanting to work. You know, I didn't come here just to finish up and finish my career. I wanted to continue to get better as a player. While I'm playing, I always want to feel like I'm adding something to the team. The only way I can add to the team is to get better. So that's my attitude, and that's what I've continued to do here.
But just finally, is it strange when you put all these players together? You put Wilkinson, you put Fernandez Lobby, Carl Heyman, Andrew Sheridan, yourself, back east, taking players, almost the best players to have played international rugby in the last 5-10 years. Is it so surprising that the way you bond and the way you get on, considering you're all from different backgrounds and different nationalities?
Not really. I think that's what makes it unique, and I think also, you know, what makes things so special here is that you've got guys from different nationalities. You're trying to learn more about their culture, and that side of things is interesting as well. From a rugby point of view, when you put the quality of players that you've got here, you know, in a side, you know, that are competitive, come here for the right reasons, and you know, you're always going to do well.